My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 12th of August 2009 and the time is 2:32 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name is Hazel Ellaby and my date of birth is the 11th of the 3rd, 58 and I'm from Nottinghamshire.
And how are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth today?
I think I'm feeling quite nervous actually, and I think it's funny because I'm an actor and an artist, and the actor half of me is terrified because it's like jumping out of an aeroplane and not knowing if the parachute's going to open, not having rehearsed or doing something completely free fall. And the artist side of me is completely, I love this project, I think it's brilliant. And I think it's a really good progression of Anthony Gormley's work so far, because it's the most logical conclusion of what he could do with this, with his form and sculpture that he's been doing so far.
What kind of work is it that you normally do?
I paint big acrylic canvases, and at the moment my work has been about crowds, so I'm doing, this is quite good for me today, it's quite interesting for me as an artist to look at everybody. But what I'm doing for the project today, I'm going to be, I started off with lots of ideas about how to do this, and I was thinking, well, Anthony's got everybody else to do his art for him, so I probably shouldn't say that, and he'll hate me for saying that, I expect. But I thought, well, what a great idea to sort of get everybody else in the Midlands to do something for the plinth. And I was also thinking about the ideas about women who seem to organise society, and they don't get any thanks for it, and they just quietly get on and organise everybody else's lives. And I know so many women who do fantastic jobs and also fantastic homemakers and seem to do everything without any fuss or any bothers, get on with it. So I thought I'd celebrate women of the East Midlands. And it wasn't exclusively for women to do these squares. I've done an art quilt project, and what we're going to do is all the squares that have come in, we're sewing onto a big quilt. We want to distribute and display it around the East Midlands. And then after it's toured the East Midlands, we're going to break it up, auction each square off individually to get money for different charities. We've got cancer charities, Help the Aged and Women's Aid. So they were the women's charities we were going to focus on. And I don't know anything else you want to ask. Is there anything else?
Is the quilt that you're here with today the beginning of that, or the culmination of a project?
It's the beginning of the quilt today is the beginning of the project. We had so far 130 squares in. We've got half of those sewn on to a thing that I'll be displaying on the plinth today, and we've made the rest into bunting that are going to be sort of draped around. And I've asked all the women, I'm going to read out all the names of all the women who've done a square, and I've asked them to do messages to the world, so I'll be reading out their messages to the world. So it's quite exciting. But as I say, the artist side of me, it's been so diverse. That's what's been fantastic about doing this project for me, is all these women have given all these, and like the sort of plinth project, everybody's so diverse. Everybody does something completely different. It's really wild and wacky. The same with the squares that I've got for this quilt. Every single thing is completely wacky and different and diverse. It's really interesting. So we've called the quilt Trafalgar Squares, which is quite nice, and it ties in with the, you know, and it's a charity plinth project. So, looking forward to sort of seeing the finished quilt, and hope Anthony Gormley might come along and help us with the finished quilt in the auction, on the auction day. So we'll see how that goes.
And when you heard that you had a place, did you think that you would want to do something that includes other people, or did this idea come later?
The first thing that happened, I think Anthony Gormley's done more for raising the profile of modern art today, not through the plinth project, but from being on Radio 4's, what's the play? Oh, Archers. Yeah, the Radio 4 Archers, because Anthony Gormley being on Radio 4 Archers, I rang Mum straight after I found out I got it. She screamed down the phone and was so hysterical. She rang all her friends and spent the next 2 hours phoning everybody and getting them to come down today. So thank you, Anthony Gormley. It's been brilliant. You're sort of, that's such a good wheeze to get on there. And it was after that that I made me think about sort of women in society and how people run the country, how many women run the country. And I know that a lot of male friends of mine are brilliant organisers and they're brilliant homemakers too, but they tend to be more rare than the women I know that do it. And I know that a lot of men I know got really, really annoyed with me and said, oh, it's a really feminist thing. And blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, do you know, but it's just how it is. And it's just how it is. And my husband's been amazing and very tolerant and supportive, as always. And so I'm hugely grateful for him in this, because it is an ongoing project and it's going to take us another year to get off the ground to actually, before it's all finished and before we do the auction, it'll probably be a year from today. So.
And is the theme that you've come up with specific to this project, or is it something that you look at in other areas of your work?
It's been specific for this project. It's just, you know, it came about from a lot of different angles. First of all, it started off by, I was intrigued by the way women seem to become invisible after about 40, and there's this whole weird thing about suddenly there's these invisible women walking around. And so I was intrigued about that, and then I was intrigued about the fact that, and it was, I mean, as an act, the actor half of me, my art has taken over from acting because there are no parts of women, and I'm 50 now and there's no parts of women at 50, you know, apart from the odd one. And it's like, I'm sounding really bitter and I don't want to sound bitter. I thought, it's not about that. It's about in society, how a lot of other, talking to other friends of mine in society, and they said, it's funny how, you know, when you're a young woman, you know, and when you're on the tube, you suddenly become invisible after about 40, people stop looking at you. And it's really an interesting phenomenon. And so, but then I thought about how women organise lives and how they sort of organise things quite quietly and just get on with it and do it and organise this, you know, their families and the whole society, I think, would fall apart if there weren't women doing all this organisation. So I thought this was a way of celebrating women across the East Midlands. And so I contacted all the embroiderers' guilds, all the quilt makers' guilds, art textile artists, and ordinary housewives, anybody who was doing, you know, across the whole of society of the East Midlands, and just said, spread the word to all your friends. And it's been a fantastic response, really, really exciting. And we've got a few squares that haven't come in yet that are being made, and people had sort of, the cut-off day for making them was today. So there might be a few more coming in. So we'll see how it goes.
And how long have you been working on it, and how long has it taken to put together?
When did I get told that I was doing it? I think it was sometime in July, I was told. So it's been since July. So it's not been that long. I mean, the rush for me, first of all, it was getting the information out to everybody. That was quite intensive, on the phone and emailing everybody I knew and getting them to sort of follow on. And then I've got some friends who are BBC journalists who are brilliant in the East Midlands, and they've been helping me. Quentin Rayner and Anne Davis have been fantastic. And so, it's been the last sort of week that's been incredibly intense, because we've had loads of squares coming in and trying to formulate and get things sewn on to something, to have something to show on the plinth. Otherwise, I was going to sit in a little pop-up tent and and just have an out-to-lunch sign on, which would have been much easier, I think. But no, it'll be a good thing for charity, I think.
And how will you be raising awareness for the charities today?
Well, we've just got a big banner saying it's a charity art quilt, because it's more about the art than about the charities. This is about the coming together of all these women from the East Midlands to make a community art project. So it's, rather than the charities, it's more about the art. And the charity will come later when that whole thing's finished and it's, you know, shown. That'll be coming later.
When you're actually upon the plinth, will you be talking about the project or putting this message across, or will you just be
I'll be displaying the quilt we've got, and I'll be just talking to the web stream. I'm not going to be doing a show. My mother will be down at the bottom, because with her friends from the Archers. So we'll be I'll have to talk to Mum. And and there's a lot of thank you. I will have to sort of, there's a lot of people who've really helped a lot with putting things together. So that will be thanking them. And Yeah.
Would you like people in the square to interact with you?
I don't mind. If people want to, that's great. You know, totally, it'll be what it'll be. It's not a performance. It's just raising awareness of this charity quilt so that hopefully we will get a lot of interest and hopefully a lot of people will come forward and we can get some people who might want to exhibit it for us around the East Midlands. Because I'm trying to get in touch, I was getting in touch with Nottingham Contemporary Art. There's a new art space opening in November. And I'd love it to be shown there, in there. Even if it was in the coffee bar, that would be fantastic. So if Mr. Farquharson is listening, it would be great if we could have it there. That would be brilliant, yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about the acting work that you do often?
Yeah, I've been an actor for the last 30 years. And I suppose the thing I was most known for was I was in Peak Practice for a long time, as Chloe the barmaid in that. And then I did a big, two-part drama with Ray Winston called Tough Love. And I've done lots of everything from Holby City. It was a midwife in Holby City for a while, to The Bill, and as an actor, all the usual bread and butter things. And I was at The National for a while, and lots of exciting, fantastic, different productions. And yeah, the first Blood Brothers I did that came into the West End, which was really nice. So yeah, I've done loads of different variety of actory things. So this feels weird because it's sort of like acting and art together. So the actor side of you wants to perform and it doesn't want to perform because it's not about that. It's sort of, it's a weird one. So it's a sort of strange.
And have you at any point felt pressure to entertain people watching and make it a performance or not?
Absolutely. As an actor, you always feel the pressure to entertain, but it's because this isn't about this project, is because it's an art quilt, it's not about that. It's about the other women in it, which has actually helped me quite a lot, because I can stand there and read everybody's names out and read their messages to the world. So that's fine. It takes the pressure because as an actor, you're used to having a role and you're used to being somebody else and you're used to having lines and rehearsal, and it's not, this is very much a sort of free fall project, which I love. It's brilliant, it's exciting, but yeah, it's a weird one for actors, I think.
What does the opportunity mean to you to be one of 2,400 people taking part in this project?
Well, the reason I entered this is because I was convinced I wasn't going to get chosen. I'm sure everybody said that, because I think at the time there were sort of like, I don't know, about 10,000 people had gone. I thought, well, there's no way. And it was a friend of mine in Scotland had sent us an email saying about it. And I thought, oh, yeah, well, I'll go. Oh, yeah, I'll put in for it. There's no way I'm going to get chosen. Well, you know. And then when I got chosen, it was, oh, my goodness, that's sort of quite scary. And also I've had a few, it's been, because it hasn't without its critique, you know, critics for this whole thing. And some people have said, oh, it's like the modern day version of The Stocks. And I thought, oh, please don't say that, because I'm going to be doing it. So it's, but I think it's really interesting. And I think it's a very exciting and interesting project. And it's great. And it must be great to be working on it. It must be quite, yeah, exhausting, I think, but exciting.
And to help us understand a little bit more about you as a person, the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Oh, my kids and my husband, you know. I'm sure everybody says that as well, but yeah, my family are fantastic. They've been such troopers. They've been amazing. So, yeah, they've been amazing, you know.
And what have they thought of you getting a place on the plinth?
Well, my 12-year-old's going to be sitting at the bottom, and my 19-year-old, she's rehearsing today. She's at Nottingham Playhouse doing Blythe Spirit, so she's in rehearsals for that. But they're all watching online. So, yeah, no, they've been really supportive and excited. My husband's sort of like, oh, God, you're doing another sort of... I'm always doing loads of projects or schemes, something going on, and he's very, very tolerant. Oh, I'd love to get people to come and see the finished quilt, because it is going to be quite spectacular, I think, when it's done, and to raise awareness so we can get a lot of people interested in bidding on the squares for after. There's some fantastic pieces from quite well-known artists, you know, from members of the 62 group. There's some fantastic, brilliant squares that are wonderful pieces of art. So yeah, hopefully we'll raise a lot of money.
And for you personally, what would you like to take away from the experience?
Oh, well, it's a unique experience, isn't it? It's one of those things you'll never get to do again in your life. And, oh, it's always exciting doing something new. Brilliant, yeah.
And since you first heard that you had a place to this moment, which is coming up to almost 10 minutes away to going up, how would you summarise that journey? How have you felt about taking part and being a plinth?
Physically sick. Absolutely terrible. I know I'm going to be really nervous for the first 10 minutes. I just hope I don't make a complete exhibition of myself, which I probably will, because if I get nervous, I tend to sort of blither, which I have been for the last sort of 10 minutes here. But I'm really, yeah, I'm very nervous. It's just, you know, I hope it goes out. It'll be what it'll be, and it'll be great. I know I'll enjoy it, but yeah, it's quite terrifying, really. I'd be happier actually if I had I should have a bag on my head. That would be, but I'm going to have to read out all these things about these people. So it's really, yeah, that's exciting. It's good.
Okay, great. We'll have a wonderful hour.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.